Right across the territory on the ABC, you are tuned into the Country Hour. There is a Senate inquiry underway looking at oil and gas production in the territory's Beetaloo Basin. Part of the inquiry is taking a look at a $50 million federal government grant scheme that's designed to encourage gas companies to get into the Beetaloo and speed up exploration. Gas company Empire Energy, which has exploration permits in the Beetaloo, it's actually been awarded $21 million from this grant scheme. It gave evidence yesterday afternoon to this Senate inquiry. Here's a bit of NT Labor Senator Malindiri McCarthy questioning Empire Energy's Managing Director Alex Underwood about the company's dealings with the Federal Energy Minister.
You say in October 2020, Minister Angus Taylor visited drilling operations in Beetaloo Basin. Was that visit paid for by Empire Energy?
Senator, what we paid for was a charter flight Darwin to Borroloola, to the worksite and back. That charter flight was attended by a number of people, including shareholders, employees and other stakeholders of the company. And then also we paid for a dinner that we hosted for a number of people that night. But we did not pay for the minister's flights to Darwin or accommodation.
Did representatives from Empire Energy meet with Minister Taylor in March 10 in Sydney?
Yes, we did.
And was this meeting was just prior to the grants guidelines being announced and the program opening for applications on March 18, is that correct?
I would need to check the exact dates, Senator. I do note that the grant program itself was public knowledge at that time, but I believe that it may have predated the formal application and eligibility criteria being released.
Mr. Underwood, what was discussed at that meeting on March 18? Sorry, on March 10.
I was present at that meeting. We discussed with the minister our work programs that we were carrying out at the time, and also some issues that we faced operating in the Northern Territory around, you know, regulatory efficiency.
So at any point in your meeting with Mr. Taylor, Minister Taylor, did you discuss the grant program at all?
From memory, I may have told the minister that I believed it was a good policy and that it may incentivise an acceleration of activity. But I can assure you there was no mention of seeking any kind of influence over the process.
So you discussed the grant guidelines before the grant guidelines were publicly released?
Senator, no, sorry. What I said was I told the minister that I thought the program itself was a good idea. There was no discussion of guidelines. We had no knowledge of the guidelines.
But you had a discussion about your particular area and your needs in that particular region?
No, as I said, I made a general statement that I believed the grant program was a good policy to accelerate the development of the basin.
Managing Director of Empire Energy, Alex Underwood, giving evidence and answering questions at this Senate inquiry. If you missed our coverage yesterday, you'll be able to catch it via our podcast. It's 5 to 1. Now, in June, remember this, the Federal Ag Minister, David Littleproud, announced workers from 10 ASEAN